Yes, welcome to another edition of Dead Set Legends. Our footy season done and dusted, but so much sport still to get through. As always, Jay-Z with us. We'll get to you in a moment, mate, but in for Joey this morning. It's a hello to Johnny Hastings. Morning, Hasto.
Morning, Em. How are you?
I am terrific. Someone else in the studio, not feeling their best this morning. Let's fess up and let's really drag you through the mud, Jay-Z, because you got the Black Doctor, you got the Red Bull, and you've got the aspirin dissolving in a glass of water right now. What happened last night?
Well, it's great to see you both, especially you, Joe, Duke. Great to have you back in the studio. It's fair to say you're in trouble. when your long lunch becomes a dinner, aren't you? So we had a good catch up yesterday with some of the Triple M crew. And I'm happy to be here. It's fair to say. I can't wait for the big show. I'm feeling fantastic, Em. So we're great. But it's great to see the big Duke, because I was concerned for your health, it's fair to say. Great, man. Mm. When we last spoke to you, because you had a blood vessel issue and you weren't allowed to play cricket anymore. What's the latest, mate? How are you feeling?
I was concerned for your health this morning as well.
Yeah, mate, I'm still concerned for your health.
The hydrolite's gone, dissolved in about 3.5 seconds. The Red Bull's half a can down. So you've come good. But
send your hangover cures through if you want on our socials, actually. At Triple M Melb on the Twitter. Just let us know how we can fix the big unit. But yeah, hey, so you weren't well last time we caught up.
No, but it's okay. Like it was just one of those things that literally the way they explained it to me was it was the inflamed blood vessels in my lungs. Yep. But as long as I wasn't bowling, I could go day to day life and be totally normal. So, and that's what's happened as well. So it was an easy decision in the end to just, you know, put it to bed.
Probably a good call, Duke.
Very good call.
Because when you were, can you explain it? When you were bowling, you were coughing up blood.
Yes. Progressively got worse, probably as my last 5 years of my career, and it was something that was happening when I was skipper in the Melbourne Stars. It was literally happening every time I'd bowl, so I had that to contend with. I had other guys like Maxwell and KP in the team that I had to contend with as well. So it was a tough little period, but yeah, thankfully all is well that ends well.
Excellent, great to hear.
Your last little jaunt, though, you've been in the Caribbean, the Caribbean.
I have
doing some commentary, but you've ended up crook there too.
I know. I haven't had much luck, have I? What is going on? There's something going on. There's nothing. I don't know, but yeah, I spent a couple of nights in a Kingston hospital in Jamaica, which wasn't overly great, if you like to put it that way. But I was over there covering the Caribbean Premier League, which I like to call the Carry-On Premier League. There's a lot happening over there. Those boys absolutely love to party. They call it the biggest party in sport. It didn't let us down, but unfortunately I got a bit crooked there at one stage, so I missed a couple of games. But it was a really, really good experience just to see the culture over there and the way they go about it. And, geez, they absolutely love it.
So were you feeling safe? Were you feeling safe at night over there? Could you go out? Could you enjoy yourself?
I started in Guyana, which is top 20 most dangerous cities in the world. Mm. And then we moved on to Kingston in Jamaica, which is top 10 most dangerous cities in the world. God. So they say to just not go out after night time if you're not with security or something like that. So it's not overly great unless you're hanging around with a few of the local boys and they take you to a couple of safe spots. The Caribbean in itself is a magnificent place and the people are awesome. The vibe of the whole countries are great, but you just maybe felt a little bit unsafe walking down the street after dark, for sure.
Wow.
Speaking of parties, Jay-Z and I were at a lunch for Tab on Tuesday, and I tell you what, you're rivaling the efforts of Tom Lynch, who we caught up with that day. Duke, he rocked up, and the poor bloke, good morning, Tom, if you're listening, I'm sure he's not, but he rocked up with his shirt tucked into his jocks, which was a fair indicator that he probably hadn't been to bed. Your attire this morning is similar. You've got boardies on, and I don't know what that top is, but it's a bloody disgrace.
So. Fleece. Gift from my mother, who put a lot of thought into
it. Call it a tiger pattern fleece?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it's not good.
Camouflage, Em. It's fair to say. How much do you reckon Tom enjoyed that little setup at the start? You know,
the panel.
Cooking and making
cooking.
The pasta, etc. Like, I don't feel like making pasta right now, it's fair to say.
Yeah. He was making some pumpkin ravioli at Hasto with Guy Grossi, and Jonathan Patton was also involved along with Michelle Payne. So it was a racing and AFL lunch. They said that someone may have actually been served Tom Lynch's ravioli in the end. I just hope it wasn't me.
How good was it, though?
It was bloody delicious.
It was banging.
It was really good. Hey, guys, today we've got a massive show. Wendell Saylor is going to preview the NRL Grand Final tomorrow evening. The Roosters and the Raiders after our Storm were bundled out last weekend, which wasn't good, was it?
No, not ideal.
Corey Homicide Williams to give us a bell as the NBL starts up for another year. Good to have your cricket brain in, John, because Marcus Harris is going to be with us in the second hour of the show because the Sheffield Shield starts this week.
Yes, looking forward to talking to Harry. He's a ripper.
And our Karcher High Pressure Quiz, Jay-Z, with Joey away. And now I'm regretting this choice. Are you going to be the quiz master? Are you going to be right to perform those duties a little later on?
I'll come good.
All right. You've got only a couple of minutes to get your next Coke into you because up next we've got the latest footy news, including some big trade info that's set to break shortly. It's a big morning of sport coming up right here on Triple M's. Looking forward to seeing those guys when they come back here next month. You too. Also with Noel Gallagher and his... High Flying Birds, I think they're called.
Are they the best ever? Rosie, you're the music guru here. Is U2 the best ever? Like, if you could see one act live, is it U2?
This will be my fifth time seeing them, so yes. I think yes. They're doing the Joshua Tree album in full too, Haysto, so come with us. Wow. It'll be fun.
I'd love to.
Who's your you're a rocker from way back, Johnny?
I'm a Mumford & Sons man. Oh. That type of...
Yeah. He's a ripper, isn't he, Mr. Mumford?
Really folky.
He loves cricket as well, which is good. Has he? I've actually had an opportunity to just say g'day once.
Talk a bit of cricket.
Good. Very good.
He would have been a big fan of yours, Duke, as well.
Didn't know who I was, but that's all right.
Well, if you're just tuning in for the first time, John Hastings filling in for Joey this morning on Dead Set Legends. Jay-Z, we are about to enter trade mania. Yeah. Let's begin with Joe Danaher. God, this room has been swirling around for about 6 months or so. Please give us a definitive answer. Is he going to Sydney?
Yeah, people call it the trade period. I like to call it the waiting game, it's fair to say, Duke, because there is a lot of waiting around for these deals and not a lot of movement day by day, to be honest. But Essendon is in a real pickle here because it is now clear, Duke, that Joe Danaher wants to get out of Melbourne, that he wants to get out of the footy bubble, that he wants to go up to Sydney. So this is an all-Australian key forward. They don't fall off trees. Best and fairest winner. So
do you mean they don't grow on trees?
No, that too. They don't grow on trees. The question, Emma, is what does Essendon give up for this superstar key forward who right now is at an all-time low value?
Yeah.
What have Sydney got to give up as well? They've pick four?
Yep. And so they're saying that's off the table. But if I'm Essendon, I'm absolutely asking for that and a little bit more. Mm. Like, to get a gun key forward, you know, you've either got to draft them within the top 10, I reckon, of the draft, or you get them father son. So, look, Essendon is discussing right now the obvious, and that is that he wants to leave, so what is his value? And Sydney are saying they don't want to give pick four. But I tell you who does need Joe Danaher, and this is from left field, right? Melbourne have got pick three. Mm. What do they need? They absolutely need a key forward. So I would not be surprised if they come from the corner here and make a play for Joe Danaher. So that's the difficulty. He wants to get out of Melbourne. He wants to go live in Sydney, etc. But if I'm Melbourne, I'm dangling that carrot with pick three. And that's a reference point for Essendon in terms of the trade game, because if Melbourne are going to give pick three, then why shouldn't Sydney give pick four? Mm. So it's for Essendon fans sitting in their car right now, what is Joe Danaher worth? It's clearly pick four, I believe, and something else. And if they can't get that M, do they hold him to his contract? So
I think that's fair, Jay. Like, he's been through a tough road. I know that, you know, those injuries, the osteitis pubis, all this kind of stuff that he's gone through. Apparently, you know, he's been so good with the rehab and not missing a strength and conditioning session in the last little while. But at the same time, like, I think Essendon fans have been very patient with him.
And the best decision any club made of the trade period last year was Geelong keeping Tim Kelly.
Yep.
And that is, as they have said, two of his children have got autism and... They need some help from their family, etc. And Geelong last year said, no, you're staying away from your family. So why doesn't Essendon do exactly the same thing? If Sydney are going to lowball the Bombers, I say Joe Danaher stays.
Yep, I agree. If he wants to get out of him, I can't see him staying in Melbourne then, if that's the whole reason for him wanting to get out of the fishbowl, I guess, down here.
Yep.
Sydney are going to have to give up pick four to try and get him.
And I think they will in the end. Yeah.
Speaking of Sydney, what about Tom Papley?
Well, this is interesting because it's now come out that he wants the opposite. So he's fed up with life in Sydney. Right. There's a health concern also. He wants to come back to Melbourne. He has a doozy of a contract. So if I'm the Swans here, I'm playing the same game. I'm wanting pick nine from Carlton because he is a gun small forward who applies that tackle pressure, which every club needs right now, Duke.
Absolutely.
You know, like we talk about the big gun midfielders and the superstar prime movers, etc. This is a guy that Carlton doesn't have. You know, they need that tackle pressure in the forward half. They need his goal nous and clever crumbing around the packs because they've got the bigs. They've got Mackay. They've got Charlie Curnow, etc. So they need him. People say, would you give a first round pick for a sort of stocky forward pocket? I say absolutely yes, because he can round out that forward line, Duke, and I think they'll do that.
Well, wasn't there a clause in the contract to try and protect this thing from happening from Sydney's point of view?
Yeah, it was.
As well?
Yeah. And so if you've got a personal circumstance and you've lived elite sporting life, Duke, how do you then talk to your teammate? He says, I need to go back for family reasons, etc. You want him because he's an absolute gun. How do you have that conversation with him?
It's a tough one, isn't it? That's the whole thing about sport being a bit of a business nowadays as well. You sort of, if you're going to stay at the club, you've got to put it to bed and go, well, I'll get on with my job. I'm professional. I turn up and do the job. But if you want out, if I was a teammate, no dramas. Go home. Get whatever's best for you as a person. You know, the footy club will survive and it'll move on.
Yeah. And if you've got someone who doesn't want to be at your footy club, Duke, in a professional environment, and Tim Kelly's the outlier because they absolutely loved him, but is that hard to have?
Well, it is. It is. But as I said just before, if people wanting out for family reasons and they need a bit more support around them, what you want is the welfare of the player to be first and foremost in your mind. Players will come in and go, but that's the whole thing about contracts these days as well. How much do they actually mean?
What do they mean?
That's the hard thing for me to take in this trade period.
It's a bit of paper.
It is. Yeah.
We'll do some more trade news in the second hour. Specifically, we'll touch on Tim Kelly and also Eddie Betts. What will happen with both of those blokes? Up next, though, Victorian batsman Marcus Harris to give us a bill as we enter cricket season right here on Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
The Dead Set Legends Saturday Scoreboard.
Yeah, let's get into a bit of sport other than footy. We're going to do the NBL in the second hour with Homicide Williams, and we've just done a hit of cricket. But the Wallabies this afternoon up against Uruguay at 3:15 after the Rugby World Cup. Has anybody been paying much attention to how the Wallabies are going? I caught a little bit of last Sunday, but didn't watch too much of it. What about you, Duke?
Caught a little bit of last Sunday, but geez, I can't believe how soft international rugby is getting.
What do you mean, Duke?
I grew up playing rugby in Penrith in New South Wales.
Real hard man.
Real tough sort of stuff, you know? Out at Penrith.
You're a tough man.
I wish.
What happens?
I don't know. There's a lot of things that Australia have been on the receiving end of some pretty poor calls, in my opinion. So hopefully they can get it sorted out. But they need a win, the Aussies.
What happens in the packs? Like the rugby union scrum seems like
it's not nice.
Exactly where you don't want to be.
Yeah, you don't want to put your head
anywhere
near.
It goes on forever.
It does.
Do they grab your ears? What happens in there?
I always wore headgear, but it's not nice. putting your head in between two big front rowers' backsides is never nice.
Careful. Hang on. This is a G-rated show. Just keep it clean, mate. You're the guest on here. Racing today at Flemington, though. We're getting geared up for a big spring carnival. Turnbull Stakes Day. Duke, I know you love your racing, so...
Yes.
We've invited you to provide Joey's tips today. Let's be honest, both of us have been going poorly lately, so we need to find a winner. Are you going to back us in today?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. You need to find a winner after your efforts last. All right, go on. What do you got?
You're right. It's a marvellous time of year here in Melbourne, spring racing. It all kicked off last weekend, but I've got one today that I think will be worth following. I reckon race four in the Mayor's Race, Angelic Ruler. Each way. Number six, Damien Oliver on board. I think she's got a real chance to go on and be very, very close in that one.
So when you say it's worth following, you mean like...
Back it. Gamble responsibly and back it.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you very much, Duke. All right, we'll put that on. Ollie, a big game player at this time of year.
Yep. You in?
He certainly is.
I'm not going with the Mayors. I've got two picks at Flemington today based on a couple of conversations this week, Jay-Z. Starting off with the Turnbull, which is the feature today over the 2000. As I mentioned, we caught up with a few racing people earlier in the week, you and I. Ben Hayes, who is teaming up with his father as a, you know, training trio at the moment with Dabnig as well. He's going to take over the stable next year when his dad goes to Hong Kong. But he was bullish about Rostropovich and how much he has improved in the last couple of weeks. Been training on really, really well. I'm going to have a little each way money on Rostropovich. I think about $13 at the moment, which 14. Is not bad at all.
14 at the moment.
Wow. 14.
Very good.
In the Gilguy, though, the sprinter's race, with some of these horses looking to take on the Everest in 2 weeks' time, I am sticking with the best sprinter in Australia in Santa Ana Lane. He's at about $2.90, I think, which is short considering he hasn't had a start this prep. He was meant to go up to Sydney a couple of weeks back, but it was too wet. So this is the opening run of his campaign. But he is a very, very good horse. You know, wouldn't want to probably go too much further afield than him, I would have thought, Duke.
Absolutely spot on. What a hot field we've got for the Gilguy as well. You look down the list, Sunlight's in there.
Yeah, I like
$2.70 favourite will be pretty hard to beat. But I'm with you as well, Em. I think Santa Ana Lane, even though he's first up, I still think they would have got a bit of fitness. Obviously, they scratched him, didn't they, from Sydney because of the wet weather.
How short, though?
Is he 280? 270.
You think that's too short? You're right.
I'm asking.
You can't go broke. You cannot go broke making a profit. So.
I'm just asking.
That's great advice.
Asking a question.
Up in Sydney as well, some great racing with the Epsom and the Metropolitan as well. I'm going to be going to Randwick today and being part of the Seven coverage, which will be nice. Mm-hmm. And Ty England is going to join us on the show a little bit later on as well. Ty's got an amazing story after a big fall at Sha Tin earlier in the year. Sadly became a quadriplegic, but today he makes his media debut, so that's really exciting stuff. That's
absolutely fantastic. He's a ripper.
How do you think the Everest is going, Em?
Oh, it's big business,
mate.
Yeah. I think
Hugely
successful. I think in the first couple of years, people were sceptical about, I guess, the concept of the race and how you've got to buy a slot and then wheeling and dealing and then negotiating with who owns those slots and which horse you want to take on. But in terms of Sydney racing, last year people were scrambling to get a ticket a couple of days before and not one could be found. So they're hot property, which means people want to go there and experience a big, exciting day of racing at Royal Randwick. And the quality of the field is always terrific as well because we do have the best sprinters in the world.
So who wins that?
Today is one of the telltales. So up in Sydney, Osborne Bulls resumes. And then in Melbourne, Santa Ana Lane resumes. I reckon they're probably the two top chances going into the Everest at the moment. Well, they're for me. What about you, Jake?
It'd be hard to get past Red Zell as well, who's obviously a couple of time winner of it. So there's three of those big guns, but I'm looking forward to seeing how Osborne Bulls comes back as well because I think he's got a real chance.
He's a big unit. Speaking of big units, coming up on the show, Wendell Saylor. He has crunched the numbers for tomorrow's NRL Grand Final and has found us the winner. His insight next on Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Jay, Emma and John Hastings in for Joey this morning. We are going to chat a bit of NRL with Wendell Saylor in the next hour or so. Also Ty England as we head towards the big races of the spring racing carnival. But Jay-Z, you've got a bit of a pick one for us this morning, which we always love.
I like to try and give Joey a curly question, Duke. Right. So you're stepping into the hot seat here. I try and give you a tough question. No fence sitting, right? No splinters. You've got to give us a clear and definite answer. You've got to pick one of these two great sportsmen. Right. Who you would rather to bat for your life, right? Bat for your life, would you take Steve Smith or Ricky Ponting?
Oh.
Two absolute legends. I put you in it first.
Throwing
up.
Me straight under the bus.
Oh, I know.
Well, at least you know you'll survive because both of them are terrific.
Exactly. Yeah,
Steve Smith in as good a form as anyone has ever been in the game of cricket. Like, speaking of seeing him like a pumpkin, he is absolutely, could not get out over there in England. But you were a great mate and are a great mate of Ricky Ponting.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that grit and determination at the crease. We absolutely love him. But if you had to pick one, Steve Smith or Ricky Ponting, who would you go?
That's such a tough question. Thanks, Jay-Z. Is it right? Is it right now? This very minute?
Yeah, mate. Well,
this very minute?
No, at Ricky's best. Okay, so we know that he's now playing golf and probably hasn't been in the nets for a good couple of years.
Yes.
So Steve Smith now or Ricky Ponting at his best?
I'd pick Steve Smith to bat for my life this very
minute.
To make
a ton. But if your life depended on it,
my life depended on it. Well, did you see what he did in the Ashes recently? I think I'd be pretty safe bet to say that Steve Smith will bat for my life. No doubt about that. He was averaging over nearly 120 or something like that. But
there was a caveat, though. What is it?
The caveat is I don't think he's overtaken the great Ricky Ponting. Just yet. Not yet.
I thought he had.
No, let's have a look in another 5 years' time.
Really?
I'm sure that he probably will progress to be our greatest.
Steve Smith has still got work to do to go past Ricky Ponting. That's how highly you rate punter.
Correct.
And he'll be listening. He's a big fan of the show.
Yes, he will. Hello, Rick. he's absolutely just one of those guys that in Australian cricket, you talk about godfathers of sports, he's definitely one of them. Him and Alan Border, I think, are the two that I would hold in regard of our greatest.
What was Ricky like in the locker room?
Very, very good. Led from the front.
Did he have an aura?
Tough.
You know, some guys
had this very big aura about him. That
presence.
When he, the presence. When he spoke, you
listened.
You know, you listened and you did exactly what Rick would say. But his leadership was the thing that, you know, just draws me probably higher esteem than Steve Smith at this stage.
Really? So what does that mean? What was so great about his leadership?
Not only his cricket brain, but just the way he led. He was the first person in training, last to leave, first to buy your beer in the bar and talk about your game and all that sort of thing. So for me, he will go down as one of the legends of Australian cricket, no doubt. But I think Steve Smith will get there as well.
Mm.
He's a very, very good player.
We should also mention next week, Jay-Z, we are going to be broadcasting live from Caulfield for the Caulfield Guineas Day, which is going to be a ripper. Joey back joining us. And Duke, you'll be there as well.
I will be there floating around. Yeah.
I'll be fresh.
Oh, I can't wait.
Have I got a, I've got to pick one for you, Em, can I ask?
Oh, you've got to pick one for me. Okay, I'm happy to get around this.
Who was the better player, Billy Slater or Cooper Cronk?
Oh.
For their careers?
Yeah. If you had to take one at their best.
I think you've got to take Billy Slater.
Really?
Yeah, he reinvented the role of fullback, which I think Haisto would probably agree with.
Yep, absolutely.
He's going to be a future immortal alongside Cameron Smith. Of course, Cooper's gone on to do incredible things with the Roosters. I think once he finishes up tomorrow with his last game in a grand final, he would have played three consecutive grand finals with two different clubs, be a third title in a row.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. But I think in terms of what he's contributed to the game would be Billy Smith.
And his performance last year, to play with a broken collarbone,
I was just about to bring that up. That was extraordinary. He was just the marshalling the troops around and just, you know, manoeuvring around and got them over the line last year. So that can't be forgotten as well.
Yeah. Okay, coming up after 11, our Karcher High Pressure Quiz, the legendary Homicide Williams, and plenty of footy racing, as we mentioned, a big card at Flemington today for the Turnbull Stakes. You're listening to Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Yeah, Triple M's Dead Set Legends, thanks for joining us. A big second hour coming up, including our Karcher High Pressure Quiz. Jay-Z going to be the quiz master there, which has me a little bit nervous.
No, I'm good.
You good?
Yep.
Okay. And you got more breaking footy news because you are the best newsman in the business as well. But John Hastings joining us this morning because Joey's off gallivanting up in Port Douglas for a wedding or something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that. Luck.
Yeah, Duke, you're a busy man, though. Alongside your cricket and media commitments, you've got the cafe, Mr. Frankie's. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going okay. It's been a big response from some of the locals down in Norman Avenue down there in Frankston. I don't know. It's one of those things where you try and create something, but you hope that people turn up. We were absolutely.
Have they?
Well, they have. Yeah. Good. It's been going all right. Yep. But we just changed our menu heading into warmer months as well. So we got our alcohol on as well. We got our license.
Yep.
So it's going okay.
What are your barista skills like?
No,
absolutely.
Do you
sort of get behind the machine or?
No, I'm banned. There was so the first week we were open, we had old Bill who came down and did the milk run for 45 years down in Frankston.
Good old Bill.
I said, Bill, would you like a coffee, mate? It's 5:30 in the morning. Yep. He's just dropped the milk off for the week. And he goes, yeah, that'd be good. Thanks, mate. Okay, no worries. And then passed it over to him, screeched the milk on the wand and away we went. And Billy goes, because that is hands down the worst coffee I've had in 45 years. Oh, so not allowed to touch the machine, unfortunately.
The fearsome fast bowler. No good on the latte.
No good on the latte. No.
Good to know that there's other people doing that in the cafe, though. Let's just give the cafe a good rap. Proper baristas
and
down
where,
there.
Where is it again?
Down in Frankston South, a little strip of shops in Norman Avenue.
Called?
Mr. Frankie.
Get around him.
Yeah. No, it's going well. Thank you.
Hey, coming up next, one of our faves, the dulcet tones of Corey Homicide Williams as the NBL season kicks off. We've got it all covered right here on Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Triple M's Dead Set Legends, brought to you by Karcher. You know what feels good? Using a Karcher pressure washer to clean your car, your decks, paths and patios in a fraction of the time, just like Big Vinci, who won one before. Don't worry, we got his details off air. And it's German engineered, so you'll know it will last. When your home deserves a proper clean, grab a Karcher pressure washer and get the job done. That feels good, Karcher. life's most satisfying clean. Jay-Z, let's get into some footy news. The Hawks, are they going to be terribly active during this trade period?
We know they're going to land the big general, John Patton. So he's done three knees, clearly, and he's going to stand in that goal square next to Mitch Lewis, who's a...
Very good.
A good... And you're a Hawks man, aren't you?
I am.
Juki?
Yeah, I am.
Well, I'm going to test you here, because I think... I look at their best 22, and you add John Patton out of the goal square. You add maybe Sam Frost from Melbourne.
Down back.
Yeah, so he's going to help replace Big Chipper Frawley down there. I see Chatty Wingard. I see Mitchell coming back in, the Brownlow medalist, coming off the broken leg, of course. I think their best 22 stacks up. Like, I think they can genuinely finish top four, the Hawks.
Throw in Jaeger O'Meara, throw in Scully as well with a bit of run. I think you're right.
Agree?
John Patton is exactly
Are you feeling
need.
Bullish as a Hawthorn supporter?
I'm very bullish.
You're up there
top
again.
Top four.
Yeah.
And top four.
We all know how good the Hawks medical team is as well at getting players that are sort of a little bit injury prone right and on the park as well. So if we can land John Patton, it'll be very good.
The issue is probably the depth because they haven't had the high picks. I mean, yes, their top end is really good. You got Bruce Shields, Gunston. Like, you look at that forward line, gentlemen. Impey had a breakout year. So I think the Hawks' best 22 is really good. We saw them beat West Coast unbelievably. What was that, round 23? Stunned them over there in Perth. Finished the season so strong. It's just if they get some injuries and their depth is tested, that's where the squad falls away. And it's an unbelievable achievement for a footy club, which has just been up for so long. So if he can get him in the top four again, Alistair Clarkson, he's an absolute genius. One of the good people I did hang out with yesterday, Emma.
Can you just remind listeners, if they're tuning in for the first time, what yesterday was?
Well, sometimes your long lunch turns into a dinner, Duke.
It can happen.
Yeah, yep. It's a Triple M thing. We had a great time. And Grant Birchall, the great man, who's one of the best people in football, he happened to join us late. I'm sure he'd be listening. Hello to you, Grant. And from what I understand, the Hawthorn are trying to keep him. Hawthorn are definitely trying to keep him for one more year. But Chris Fagan, so they lost Luke Hodge.
Yep.
They're looking at Grant Birchall to replace Luke Hodge as the general halfback flank. One of the best kicks in the game. He'd be perfect for them, Duke.
Absolutely perfect. It'd be almost like for like. Obviously, Hodgie is an absolute superstar. But Gold Coast is the type of place that I think Grant Birchall would fit in really well as well in that type of general role, because that's what they need as well.
He would.
If the blueprint is Brisbane, Gold Coast need to do something.
They're
going to
win a spoon. Brisbane are going to contend for a flag. If I'm Birch, I'm going on the Mighty Lions.
I think that's a fair call. What about Eddie Betts? He's leaving Adelaide. Are Carlton going to pick him up?
Yeah, I think they will. It's really looking like they will, guys. So he'll sit in a forward pocket. It's exactly what they need. And the Carlton faithful are going to love this, aren't they? Because they've got all the young talent in the world. Mackay, Kerno, Cripps, who won the best and fairest last night. He's going to add some sizzle in the Carlton sausage in that forward pocket. So is he good enough to play 16, 18 games, though, Jake?
The sizzle in the Carlton sausage.
You like that?
You've got that out very well.
Today's been a blind.
Yeah, so they're going to get him for a cheap pick. It's going to be pick 80 or something like that. Importantly for Adelaide, he gets $550 off the book. So he's well paid bets. Carlton aren't going to pay that. They'll pay $250, a bit of matches, some incentives. And how good will it be for Carlton to have him back?
Oh, they'll rally around him, no doubt.
Yeah.
They have their favourite son return to the Blue.
There is a lot of movement at Adelaide, a lot of players wanting out. We'll touch on that next week when that player movement starts to really heat up. But a lot of best and fairests this week. As you mentioned, Patrick Cripps, the winner at Carlton's event last night.
Yeah, and also Ben Cunnington at North Melbourne. So Shauna Higgins polled more Brownlow votes. I thought Ben Cunnington had the better season. That was reflected last night in North Melbourne's best and fairest. And Brody Grundy has gone back-to-back at Collingwood in front of my man Scotty Penderbury. Another excellent season, finishing second. Jack Crisp also did quite well. So that's the latest there. Brody Grundy sweating on a seven-year deal. Mm. A big monster. You saw him at the function, Em.
We did. I caught up with Brody on Tuesday afternoon. He's a fascinating guy with all of his study and different projects that he's got going on. But, yeah, he was pretty bullish in the fact he announced to the media that day that he wanted a seven-year deal. He also mentioned, though, when we were discussing, you know, his future, that he did miss home and he did miss being in Adelaide. Mm-hmm. But he was coy still, wasn't he? I think he's playing a great media game to try and get that that deal sewn up.
He's laid down the gauntlet.
Seven years, $7 million is a very long time, and especially for a ruckman as well.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. So I'm wondering whether Collingwood is going to call his bluff. That's the wind I'm sniffing here. I just wonder, he's going to ask for 7 years, $7 million. I reckon they might call his bluff. And this could go right down to the wire next year. I think they're thinking 3-4-5 year deal at max. It's going to be interesting.
5 year deal would be perfect, wouldn't it? Surely.
Well, will he accept it? I mean, he's been strong on 7 years.
He wants seven.
Yeah.
So what, he'll be 32 at the end of that because he's 25 at the moment.
Yeah, and a free agent. So a club like Sydney, for example, can get him for nothing. And he is probably the best ruckman in the game. So it's going to be fascinating. But I really think that Collingwood are going to stay strong on this. So it's going to be, could be tense next year on this.
You've always got your finger on the pulse, Jay-Z. We look forward to more footy news as the trade period extends. Our Triple M's Dead Set Legends with John Hastings, Jay and Emma this morning. Triple M's Dead Set Legends. John Hastings in for Joey this week. Jay and Emma with you as well. It's been a big morning of sport, but it's time for this.
We are fighting the fake news.
The Dead Set Legends.
Give me a spell.
Give me a spell.
Give me a spell.
Phony, fake.
Are you going to lead us off, Em?
I'm going to kick off because this is a big one.
Yeah.
This week I was walking my baby William in the pram with my dog Utah along a semi main road, we'll say, crossing a smaller side street. And I crossed the road once the little red man had just gone red. So he had been green, indicating that I could walk. It's ticked over red as soon as I've stepped on the road, but I had checked left and right and there was no traffic approaching. So I felt safe to cross this small single lane road with the pram and the dog. I walk about 100 metres further down the road and I have a policeman approach me. And I have been booked for jaywalking with the little red man. I have paid a $76 fine for that offence.
$76?
That did not happen.
That I've sent you the fine. It genuinely happened.
You've got the pram.
You've got the pram and the dog, and it's 8 o'clock, well, probably 8:30 in the morning.
And
it's school holiday, so it's not that busy, and it's a single lane road, and I was not crossing when there was traffic, and I got done for $76 fine. Give me a spell.
Give me
a warning. Just give me a warning first.
That is give me a spell of
there has to be more sort of criminal activity going on than that around the place.
And the mum in her active wear, walking the golden retriever and the 5-month-old baby, please give me a spell.
That is an absolute.
Try and beat that one.
That is going to be hard to beat, Duke. What do you got?
Well, it is a beautiful time of year. We all know that. Spring Carnival in Melbourne is where you want to be, correct?
Yep, absolutely.
Not for Tay-Tay.
No.
Taylor Swift.
No.
What is she doing? Not the sooner she got announced as coming to the Melbourne Cup for obviously celebrating what is beautiful about Melbourne
what
that time of year, she's pulled out.
Oh, she hasn't.
Why is she doing that?
What? Where would
you
rather be?
I was very much looking forward to seeing Tay-Tay perform at the Melbourne Cup. So, Taylor Swift, give me a spell.
And that's a good one.
You're having a big spring. You're in good nick, Duke, aren't you? All this reformer Pilates.
Yeah, not
you're
too
You're in good
bad.
Shape. So you're straight into the suits from last year, aren't you?
A couple of years ago.
Or a couple of years ago.
Oh, last year I blew out, so I had to get a couple more, a couple made up.
I like the different sizings in your wardrobe, just in case.
Just in case.
Some work to do.
Jay-Z.
Hey, Em, I still can't believe that. Done for jaywalking.
Yeah, done for jaywalking.
Because you're so disruptive on the streets, aren't you?
Like,
you're
sort of
always making
a
big
streets,
scene with you and your dog and your pram. Oh, my God.
I know.
Did that really happen or not?
Mate, genuine. I've sent you the fine. I've sent you a photo of the fine. Don't put that on social media, Raz.
I'd say, give me a spell. This guy's received this before. He is now a multiple winner, Duke. David Koch, the chairman of the Port Adelaide Football Club, saying that Richmond had an unfair advantage in the grand final for playing the Roar after goals. Last time I checked, Duke, this is the MCG, Melbourne. This is our town, Koshy.
Playing the Roar after the final.
It's a footy noise. After they kick a goal, Richmond played the Roar, and you can just sort of hear it in the background. He thinks they got an unfair premiership advantage. Koshy. Give me just a bit of atmosphere. This is a boring. Adelaide people are. They don't like loud noises. They can't have a footy crowd roar noise. Gosh, have a spell, mate. And you've had this before. You're a two-time winner.
Oh, no.
Just relax, mate.
Sorry.
Let's do this one. I've been looking forward to this all morning.
The Dead Set Legend of the Week.
But a champion becomes a legend.
Now, we were going to award Dead Set Legend of the Week to Alyssa Healy after her magnificent knock during the week.
Good. Run
record-breaking run tally.
Absolutely phenomenal. She played 100th game and then went on and got 146 off 61 balls as well. So that's pretty impressive.
So unfortunately this morning for Alyssa, she has been eclipsed by someone of the team who has put in a monster effort this morning after what can only be described as a monster night. Yeah. Jay-Z.
Played tough, didn't I? Played hurt.
After what might be a, do you reckon, 12, 13-hour session on the
it was a monster.
On the frothies yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've been magnificent.
You jump on the radio for 2 hours after you've had a big session, don't you?
You've done well. You've pulled up
well. You really do, because here's some of your highlights.
You're in trouble when your long lunch becomes a dinner, aren't you? So we had a good catch up yesterday with some of the Triple M crew, and I'm happy to be here. It's fair to say I can't wait for the big show. I'm feeling fantastic.
What happened last night?
Well, it's great to see you both, especially you, Duke. Great to have you back in the Joe Danaher. So this is an all-Australian key forward. They don't fall off trees. A best and fairest winner. So
do you mean they don't grow on trees?
No, that's who. They don't grow on trees. Take us through the locker room stuff. Did you give it as good a nudge as I gave it last night?
I don't think you could have rivaled how much of a nudge he gave last night, by the way, Aaron.
Great work, Jay-Z.
Well done, mate.
Good times. Yep. Yeah,
it was good. Good times. I was nervous when you had the Hydrolite coming out and the can of Coke sitting over there, but you're good.
You made it. You made it. You can go get yourself. What's your hangover sandwich of choice, which sounds revolting, let's be honest?
Chicken, cheese, avocado, and red onion. Yeah. What are you going to go with, Chick? What's your go-to?
Mine's normally just another can. You've just got to
get on them
step
again.
Back up.
M?
Which we will do next week. Yes. For the next 2 weeks, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Carlton Draft Front Bar Loft at Caulfield Racecourse. And you can join us to score tickets, drinks and access to the Carlton Draft Front Bar Loft. Head to triplem.com.au. But we've also got some winners already to announce, Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to Asher Cowan from Hurstbridge, David Acklin from Bitten, Luke Sunter from Carrum, James Lancaster from Roeville, and Sean Bramstead from Boronia. You are coming to Caulfield for Guineas Day next weekend for Carlton Draft Brewery Fresh and Caulfield Cup Carnival, October 12 to 19, Caulfield Racecourse. Tickets at mrc.racing.com. So get along. We'll see you there too, Duke. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure.
Good work,
Great
Duke.
Fun.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for joining us while Joey has been absent. We'll be back to do it all again next weekend, live from the Caulfield Guineas. It's going to be a big one right here on 105.1 Triple M.